Blog Talk Radio.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Have thine own way, Lord. Oh, have thine own way. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter, and I'm the clay. Mold me and make me, oh Lord, thy way. Have thine own way, Lord. Oh, have thine own way. Amen, amen. Have thine own way, Lord. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome, welcome. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. What a journey! What a journey! And I praise and magnify God that I'm not on this journey by myself, but Jesus is right here with me in this journey, and that's what makes it sweet. Oh, yes, that's what makes it sweet. And I thank and I praise God, and I magnify Him just for that on today. Yes, I am encouraged, and I have come today to encourage you. I want you to be encouraged, and I thank God for this place right now, this season in my life, that I can come and say a word that will encourage you. Years ago, the Lord told me who I am. He told me that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service souls. Now, what do a customer service agent do for a company or for whoever they're working for? Well, I'm working for the Lord. He's my boss. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my everything. And so I'm a customer service agent for Him, a motivational encourager on God's program. And I just love it. I love it. I am a practicing believer, and I practice living the Word of God. And I like, because Joyce Meyer said this, that I practice the God habit. And I like that. I like that, that I practice the God habit so that it don't block my mind with all of these things that you concentrate on what I've done wrong and I shouldn't have did it like this. But I practice living the Word. I practice getting in the Word. I practice allowing the Word to get in me. The late Elder D.C. Monroe used to say that all the time. Let the Word, you get in the Word, and then let the Word get in you. Yes, let it get in you. And it ought to make a difference. It ought to make a change. Yes, it should. So I am encouraged that I am here with you today on Block Talk Radio. Oh, my God. What a mighty God. Anybody else know that other than me? That God is a mighty God. Yes, he is. And if you would like to share that on today, if you know it for yourself, that God is a mighty God, and you would like to share that with me, you can do that right now at 646-787-8424. You can call that number, and you can share how good God is to you. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Woo! The Lord is good, and he is worthy. He's worthy. God is worthy to be praised. Yes, yes, yes. And we are talking today about receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift. You don't have to have it. You don't have to receive it. It's a gift that God gives to those that have the faith and believe in him, to receive him. So receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we are talking about. That's what I want to share with you on today. I always ask God, what should we talk about today? What is it that we want to talk about today? And so to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit on today. I'm so glad you're here with me. And so let's go into a word of prayer, and then we can continue with the topic, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I want you to bring your minds in now. Bring them on in. Bring in those minds. Get them on in here. Bring it on in. Bring your mind in. And get your mind on the Word of God on today and what we're going to talk about here in a little bit. I want you to get your focus, put your focus on what it is that you need from God, because we know that he is a prayer answering God. How many of you know that? Raise your hands. Raise your hands and testify if you know that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he's a mighty good God. And he's a prayer answering God. How many of you have prayers that you've prayed and that you, God, have answered some? You have some yet that you want him to answer? Well, prayer is always in order. It's always in order, for that man ought to always pray and never faint. Can't faint, can't give up, can't quit, but have to keep on believing and trusting God. That's why it's so important that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, all right, are you ready? Are you there? Your mind's in? You got your focus on the Word? All right, let's pray. Gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you, and we magnify you for this day, this Recover All Wednesday, in the name of Jesus, talking about receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in your name today, God. Would you look on your people everywhere? Everywhere, God, we see you working, Lord. We see you working, oh God, in the floods, oh God. We see you moving, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you know exactly what you're doing, God. You have not lost control, God. Help us to trust in you, God. Help us to lean and depend on you, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are God, and you know what you're doing. You ride those hurricanes, oh God. Yes, you do. You ride them, God. in the name of Jesus. You're the one that tells them where to go, which way to go, when to stop, and how far they can go. You, God, you're the one that do that. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify you, God. We ask that you would look on your people everywhere, God, and encourage them today, God. Look on the bereaved families, God, in the name of Jesus, and give the family the strength that they need, God, because we know that you're the only one that know how to comfort a heart, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God, in your name today. Those that are on the broadcast on today, God, that have tuned in, Lord Jesus, to hear what the Spirit is saying to the people. God bless them in the name of Jesus. You know about that situation, God. You know about that problem, oh God, that they have tried and tried and tried to solve it, God, and can't do it, can't get it done. In the name of Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, she went to every doctor, thank you, spent all of her money, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, God, and still they didn't have the answer. They couldn't do it. They couldn't heal her. They couldn't deliver her. Oh, God, today, every penny she had, God, she had spent it. But one day, she heard, God, that you were passing by. That you were passing by, God, in the name of Jesus, and that you were passing out blessings. And she said to herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. She believed, oh God. She believed. She believed. And she made her way through the crowd. She made her way through the crowd. She was on a mission. She was on a mission to touch Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to touch the hem of his garment. And as soon as she did, she was made whole. That very hour that she touched the hem of his garment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just think, oh God, of the money that she would have saved if she had tried you first. Stop right now. Stop what you're doing. Stop it. Stop it. You done already spent a lot of money. Stop it and try Jesus. If you haven't tried Jesus, stop it now and try Jesus. Call him up while we're praying. Tell him all about it. Tell him about that situation that you have no control over. Tell him about that child that won't obey you, that won't listen to you. Tell God about it. Tell him about it. That husband that's hidden on you. Tell God about it. Tell him about that boss that's mistreating you in the name of Jesus. Tell God about it. Just touch him and watch God touch you back in the name of Jesus, because he's that kind of a God in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, go into the nursing homes. Go into the hospitals. And touch God in the name of Jesus. Reach out and touch God in the name of Jesus. Everyone there, God, in your name today. Look on our leaders all over the United States, God. Look on the leader of our states, God. You know about him. You let him get there. So you sure do know, God. And you haven't lost control. He may think that he's in control, but we truly know who's in control, and we have to trust you in the name of Jesus, in your name today. Look on our spiritual leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If there's ever a time that we need to call you up, we need to call you up now in the name of Jesus. You didn't say that there wouldn't be another flood, oh God, today. But you did say that you would destroy the world by water this time. Help us to come back to you, Lord, before we are made to come back. And then we'll come screaming and hollering, Lord, Lord, take me back, take me back. We don't want it to be too late. So help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to that backslider, God. Speak to his heart, Lord. Let these floods speak to his heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And let them know that you're coming back again. And they need to make a 360-degree turn and come back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. That man, that woman, that boy, that girl that don't know you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the pardoning of their sin, send somebody their way, God. Send somebody, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Share with them, God, to share with them how good you are, God, that they may taste and see, Lord, for themselves, to have that experience with you, God, that you are truly good and that you are a way maker in the name of Jesus. You create doors. Ooh, you create doors, oh God, where there was no door. You put a door right there, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the prayer line, God, on today, God. Thank you for the desire to pray, to get up every morning and call on your name, Jesus, on the prayer line, God. And we thank you for that, God. Nobody but you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. And we do just that. In your most holy name, Lord Jesus, bless that person that's listening today. They're crying out in their spirit, oh God. They need a touch from you right now. As they're listening, oh God, and as they're crying out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, go there now, God, and bring peace to that mind, God. Peace in the name of Jesus. You woke up on the ship, Lord, and you walked out on the deck, and you told the waves and you told the waters to be still. That peace, you told peace. Be still. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in their lives right now, speak to that spirit, to that mind, to that body, to that person. Peace. Be still. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction on this program today, God. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because we know that it's nobody but you. In Jesus' name, we pray today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And amen. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for prayer. I surely do. I don't know about you. I cannot even speak for you, but I can speak for me. Yes, I can. And I am happy, glad. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I have God in my life. Thank you for prayer, the desire to pray. It's a practice life, y'all. It's a practice life. I didn't go to bed a blunder and wake up a wonder, but it's a practice life. It's a daily. He said we die daily. We die daily. We pull off and we put on. And it's only through prayer can we put on the Lord Jesus, and that these weights in our lives may be lifted up off of us because we're giving them to the Lord. He said, cast all of your cares upon me because I care. He cares. God cares about us. He's concerned about us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And us living his life to be ready to receive our crown. He said he's not coming the next time to get us ready. He's coming because we are ready. And his reward is going to be in his hand. Are you ready for your reward? Are you ready? Well, if not, let's get ready. Let's get ready to receive our reward in the thank you. Pour that on today. Now, if you would like us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website and you can leave your request there at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, leave it there. If you need a motivational encourager to come where you are and speak words of encouragement to your audience, you can email me at mgreen at my email address, which is kind of lost it right there for a minute, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, and you can let me know, and let me know when and where. And I would love to come and encourage the people where you are. God is so good to us. And while you're out on my website, check out my books that the Lord has blessed me to write and continue to write. I'm working on the current one, hoping to have it out by the end of September. Dressing in God's Designer Word, My Armor. The Word of God is my armor, and I am learning how to continue to dress in the Word. Just like we get up and dress naturally, so we need to dress in the Word of God. Oh, my goodness, there's so much good word. Thank you. And God's Word is alive. It's alive and it's well. All right, we are talking about receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know who you are, and if you're out there and you have not received the Holy Spirit, I want you to listen, and I want you to receive him. And if you are a backslider, and I want you to receive it, repent, and come on back to God. And as they say, do those first works over again. So the Word of God is for us all. There are many, many refillings, and God is the only one that can do that. So we want to be encouraged in God's Word on today. So Peter's instructions for how to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2:38-41. And he says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sin. So you see, even though we say that we're morally good and we haven't, that we yet have to repent and receive Christ. We have to receive him into our lives. So he says, repent. And every one of you, and that's the 38th verse. The 39th says, the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. When he's calling you, when you receive the word, you hear the word, when you hear the word, receive, open up and allow the Lord to come in. So it's for everyone who will receive the word of God. You know, hell has enlarged itself. It's not what God intended hell for, but we're being influenced by the enemy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And hell has enlarged itself because of that influence that the enemy has on the people. Break that influence. Break that influence that Satan has over you and repent. Repent and be forgiven for your sins. For God is calling you. He's calling you. He's calling everyone. He's calling us to him. Come back to him. backslider. Come back to the Lord. Come back. His love. He's pleading. Come back. Come back to God and be and repent and be forgiven. With many others, the 40 says, words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Jesus is the only answer for the world today. He is the answer, the only answer, the only cure for sin. The only cure is Jesus for sin. Sin is a disease that will eat you up, that will disfigure you. Sin will. And the only cure, thank you, is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus is the only cure-all for sin. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. And that's what it's corruption. Corruption everywhere. People killing one another. Neighbor killing neighbor. Look at all the cities, all the murders, all the dead that's crying out. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because they've been killed. Look at it all over. It's all over. It's almost like, and it may be exactly like, Sodom and Gomorrah again. And what did God do about that? What did he do about with the rainbow, that he destroyed the world by water? Because he was angry. He was angry because of the wickedness that's in the world today. God was displeased with it. And he's displeased today with the wickedness. When you see that rainbow, God is reminding himself that he said he made a covenant. He made a covenant that he wouldn't destroy the world by water again. That's what that bow is, that rainbow. It's God reminding himself of what he said that he would not do again. So that 41st says, those who accept his message. So if you accept the message of the Lord, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. And about 3,000 were added to their numbers that day. God can add you to the family list. The family list. Yes, he can. All you got to do is repent. The word of God must be heard. Peter had preached that in God's plan, Jesus was crucified, raised, and exalted as Lord over all the universe, and that forgiveness of sin and spiritual renewal can be had from him. The word was being heard. The covenant God must call all men and women to himself, or they will never come. Verse 39, the promise is to you and to your children and to all those that are for everyone to whom the Lord God calls. No one comes to faith in Christ unless the Father draws him. The preached word is heard with power only when the effectual call of God lays hold on the hearers. We must receive the word so that those who receive his word were baptized. Received the word meant that it became a part of you so that you trust the Christ it's present. You trust him in providing for your forgiveness. And the prayer is on today, and you just read that. And you know the Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit gives power, it gives boldness, and it gives confidence. So my prayers, I invite you to experience greatness, the greatest thing in the world. Repent, trust Christ, open yourself to the power of his Spirit, be baptized in his name, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray on today. Amen and amen and bye-bye. This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, receive him. And until the next time, bye-bye.